ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भगवद गीता चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 17। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। सत्वात् संजायते ज्ञानम्, रजसो लोभ एव च, प्रमादमोहौ तमसो, भवतो ज्ञानम् एव च। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस रियल नॉलेज डेवलप्स, फ्रॉम द मोड ऑफ पैशन greed develops, and from mode of the ignorance develop foolishness, madness and illusion. Purport: since the present civilization is not very congenial to the living entities, Krishna consciousness is recommended. Through Krishna consciousness, society will develop the mode of goodness. When the mode of goodness is developed, people will see things as they are. In the mode of ignorance, people are just like animals and cannot see things clearly. In the mode of ignorance, for example, they do not see that by killing one animal, they are taking the chance of being killed by the same animal in the next life. Because people have no education in actual knowledge, they become irresponsible. To stop this irresponsibility, education for developing the mode of goodness of the people in general must be there. When they are actually educated in the mode of goodness, they will become sober, in full knowledge of things as they are. Then people will be happy and prosperous. Even if the majority of people aren't happy and prosperous, if a certain percentage of population develops Krishna consciousness and becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then there is the possibility for peace and prosperity all over the world. Otherwise, if the world is devoted to the mode of passion and ignorance, there can be no peace or prosperity. In the mode of passion, people become greedy and their hankering for sense enjoyment has no limit. One can see that even if one has enough money and adequate arrangements for sense gratification, there is neither happiness nor peace of mind. That is not possible because one is situated in the mode of passion. If one wants happiness at all, his money will not help him. He has to be elevated himself to the mode of goodness by practicing Krishna consciousness. When one is engaged in the mode of passion, not only is he mentally unhappy, but his profession and occupation are also very troublesome. He has to devise so many plans and schemes to acquire enough money to maintain his status quo. This is all miserable. In the mode of ignorance, people become mad. Being distressed by their circumstances, they take shelter of intoxication, and thus they sink further into ignorance. Their future in life is very dark. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas so that I could speak on this elevated subject of Bhagavad Gita. Today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, chapter entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature, verse 17. From the mode of goodness, real knowledge develops, and from the mode of passion, greed develops, and from the mode of ignorance, develop foolishness, madness, and ignorance. Till this verse, many speakers have spoken about the three modes of material nature. They have given this different perspective. I will just summarize what Krishna has given in the initial verses till this point of verse 17, so that we understand the flow. To start with, in this chapter, Krishna says that he is now going to speak about the supreme wisdom, the greatest of all knowledge, knowing which one can be freed and cannot take the birth in this material world during creation, nor he is disturbed by the dissolution. And he achieves the nature like that of Krishna himself. Then, in the next section, he says that all beings are born from union of matter and spirit. We see that in chapter 13, when Krishna says about the Kshetra and Kshetragna, there also it is described in 9.10 verse that the combination of soul and the matter brings about every movement in this material world. Supreme Lord, when he impregnates material nature, all living beings come into action. They take birth in this womb and they exploit all the elements that are produced by the material nature, and the things go on moving. So, Kshetra, the body, the field of activities, and the Kshetragna, which means of a soul, when there is a combination, everything starts moving. So this is explained in this section. Later on, Krishna moves on to describe the section of how the three modes binds the spirit soul to the body. It is said that the three modes, sattva, raja and tama, the mode of goodness, the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance, all these three modes are binding. And how it binds is explained by Krishna in this section. Later on, he moves forward to describe the characteristics of the three modes of material nature, how the mode of goodness illuminates with knowledge, and mode of passion has a great attachment and desire and hankering, and mode of ignorance develops darkness, inertia, madness and illusion. Then he moves on to describe how the transmigration takes place by the cause of these three modes of material nature. From 14 till 18 verse, this has been explained. We are now on the 17th verse, which says that from goodness develops knowledge, from passion, greed develops, and from ignorance develops madness, illusion, and foolishness. If you see, Krishna has given this whole chapter on the three modes of material nature. Even in other chapters, like chapter 18, where he describes how the knowledge, austerity, understanding, actions, worker in different action are in the three modes. Even in the previous chapter 16, the material nature and how the three modes are affecting has been described. So three chapters has been dedicated, one full chapter and other two also. So there is the importance of understanding the three modes, how the material nature acts using the three modes of material nature. Even Prabhupada in this verse, he explains the necessity of having this education, this knowledge of three modes. He says, because people have no education in actual knowledge, they become irresponsible. To stop this irresponsibility, education for developing the mode of goodness of the people in general is must. When they are actually educated in the mode of goodness, they will become sober in full knowledge of things and they can see the things as they are. So Prabhupada emphasizes that there is a great importance of understanding how the three modes works. So today, let us go in a finer aspects of understanding more about the three gunas, the three modes. In modern physics, frequently there is a term which is used, natural laws, And since after Einstein, they are trying, they seek the grand unified theory that will condense all natural law and will be applicable to all the universe. That's what they are seeking for. Like, when we see material nature, it acts in a many dimensional ways. And each dimensional has its own law. Like scientists found out the nature of gravity, entropy, electromagnetism. This law works at particular level, and at other level there are different laws. So, Bhagavad Gita explains about this natural law. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. In Bhagavad Gita, if we try to find out about this natural law, the term that falls near this natural law is Hetu, which is rarely found. It's very difficult to find exact corresponding word of the natural law. But there are certain words like Hetu. Krishna says in 9.10 verse, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate saha characharam Hetu na nena konteya jagat vipari vartate. That by my superintendence, this whole material nature works. And by the laws of the material nature, by its rule, all the living entities are created and annihilated. So this word Hetu comes, which scientists are trying to find out, which usually comes in their modern physics as natural law. However, it is very rarely found. Hetu is very rarely found. But there is another term which is most commonly used. That is Guna. Prabhupada translates this guna word, he uses mode. The mode he gives the English word. Where from we find this mode comes? If you see in the dictionary, the mode comes from the Latin word, which is modus, which means measure. This term is usually used in the European philosophy, wherein they use this word to find out the link between what that is measurable and something that is immeasurable. When you find the things measurable, we find the material science says that the many materials, elements which are measurable, and something which is immeasurable is beyond their perception. Now, if we see the literal meaning of the word guna, it means the strand, a cord, thread. And if we analyze the prakriti, which is nothing but a rope, which is twisted by the three stands or the three strands of this cord. One strand is mode of goodness, that is sattva guna. Another strand is mode of passion, that is rajoguna. And third cord is mode of ignorance, that is tamoguna. So this guna is a quality or attribute of material nature, the way in which material nature works. That defines guna. If we think of prakriti as a rope made of three twisted wires, then we always see that there is not particular one mode a person can be found in. He is always found in three different modes. One is predominant at particular point. Twisting is always there. That is the one of the constituent feature of the nature of gunas. We experience in this material nature that how these three gunas work. It's not esoteric to find, to experience this. We experience, like anything that is created has to be destroyed. It is maintained for a certain time and then goes for destruction. Like sometimes if we go out of a room or out of our flat for certain days, few days, we find lot of dust comes. And then we have to come and clean up again, maintain it. Then again, if you go for a longer time, do not take care, then other spirits or some living entities, reptiles, they make their home there, they deteriorate the things, and then we see that we have to again rebuild. After a few years, even the new construction has to come up. So there is always the three phases of material nature we see: creation, maintenance, and destruction. Three guna works in this way. There are three phases. In a perpetual cycle, it goes on. Creation comes in the mode of goodness. In the mode of passion. So whenever there is a creation, some construction, there is a mode of passion involved. Then when there is a maintenance, conservation, then there is a mode of goodness involved. And when there is a destruction or annihilation, there is a mode of ignorance involved. So this cycle goes on perpetually throughout. We see, like, body also goes through many changes. It grows, stays for some time, it goes old, youth, then it creates byproduct, then slowly dwindles and then vanishes. These are the changes given in the Bhagavad Gita. So we find the three major changes is, it grows, constructed, and then it goes for maintenance for some time and then destroyed. So the end product, if we see, is taken as a raw material for the initial development of the continuous cycle. In the Vedic world, from the Vedic world view, three guna constitute different categories of all the products of material nature. For example, if you take a particular category of say people, say demigods in higher planetary systems, they are in particular mode, then human beings are in particular mode. Like demigods are in the mode of goodness, human beings in the mode of passion, and animals in the mode of ignorance. You further categorize more in this each category, again there are you'll find different modes acting. For example, in the category of animals, there are certain animals which are under the mode of goodness. For example, cow. Then there are certain animals which are under the mode of passion. For example, monkey. For example, lion, tiger. And then there are certain animals which are in the mode of ignorance. Like jackal, monkeys. They are in the mode of ignorance. Even Prabhupada mentions in Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto in one of the purports, that even the dwelling plates that one resides into are under the three modes. For example, one who lives in the forest, usually in the mode of goodness. And the city places are mostly found in the mode of passion. And then there are slaughterhouses, liquor shops, brothel houses. These are all in the mode of ignorance. Even the diversity amongst the human beings are found in different modes, which are produced by the gunas. Gita describes the resultant symptoms of all this. You see that the people in the mode of goodness, all their gates are illuminating and they are in knowledge. Those in the mode of passion, they would always be lamenting and hankering. They will be full of desires. They want more and more sense gratification. And they invoke, therefore they go through a lot of miseries to achieve that through their futile actions. And then in the mode of ignorance, everything is an illusion. It helps no one, only harms others. So that's why different symptoms are seen among the living beings, which characterizes by the three modes or gunas. How exactly one gets conditioned, if you understand, you know, that we call conditioned soul. So how does a soul get conditioned? If you see the soul per se, the soul is always pure. We see that soul cannot be cut, it cannot be dried up, it cannot be blown by the wind, it's always pure. But still, there is something known as a conditioned soul. Like bogus guru. A guru is not bogus. How can a guru be bogus? But then, when he does not follow a particular system, then he becomes bogus. Similarly, when we talk about the conditioned soul, how it gets conditioned is that, actually our consciousness, when it gets, consciousness gets conditioned by these three modes. Now, what is this consciousness all about? If we analyze, whenever there is a life, there is a consciousness prevailing. How do we see the presence of life? When there is a consciousness in our body, we say that there is a life. So this consciousness is a symptom of life. Initially it is pure, like a pure life, light, the consciousness, initially it's pure. But when this consciousness comes under the modes of material nature, then that consciousness becomes conditioned. For example, the light which we corresponds to the consciousness, the pure light, it is pure. But when it's passed through the prism, then it gets conditioned. Different colors comes. So this conditioning process is nothing but coloration of the pure light, that is consciousness, when it passes through the prism, different color generates. of Bhagavad Gita says the universal law which is applicable everywhere. We scientists are trying to find out. Krishna says that there is no living entity either here or among the demigods in the higher planetary system which is freed from these three modes born of material nature. So that's how every living entity is conditioned when it comes, takes birth in this material world. Conditioning of consciousness upon its entry into the womb of material nature. So when the living entity takes birth in the womb of material nature, the consciousness get conditioned. Just like the coloration of light when it passes through the prism. Now when we talk about the womb of material nature, wherein the living entity's consciousness get conditioned, then living entities are born of that womb, then there should be some father also. And who is that father? Krishna explains in 14.4, Sarva yonishu konteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasmin brahma mahad yonir aham bija pradapita. That of all the living entities that take birth in the womb of this material nature, or they are born from this material nature, I am the seed giving father. Everyone understands that, you know, they say, you know, mitti se aaye hai, mitti mein mil jayenge. So they speak of all this term that we have come from the material nature, we are product of this material nature, but then the point they miss is who is the father. Krishna being the father is missed out mostly. Even the scientists or say material people who learn the material science. What is material science? Material science is nothing but a understanding about the five greater elements like Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu, earth, water, fire, air and ether, and five sense objects which is sound, and then something to see form, and then smell, then taste, and then touch. These five sense objects plus five greater element, these are all mostly studied by the material scientist, material science. However, somebody like atheistic Sankhya philosopher, they study about the 24 elements of this material world. And they also miss out the point of Krishna, that Krishna is the cause of everything, that he is the father. How exactly the conditioning happens, Krishna very well describes here in this Bhagavad Gita. He gives it the description from the scratch, you know, how exactly it happens. Because the consciousness is pure, like the love that we have for Krishna is pure. Then how exactly it gets conditioned, he says in 3.37, Kamesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samadbhuva, and that by lust only that one gets the love of Krishna gets transformed into lust, and then from the lust wrath generates, and this lust is the very devouring enemy of this people in general. So if we see, everyone has got a pure love for Krishna initially. However, when it comes Rajoguna Samudbhava, by the touch of the mode of passion, this love gets generated in transforms into the lust. And then lust, when it is unsatisfied, it gets degraded into wrath. And the wrath gets degraded into illusion. And this illusion entangles the person in the three modes, and the cycle continues. He gets entangled in this material nature. So if we see, when this wrath which is generated after by the unsatisfied lust is in the mode of ignorance. So if we do not degrade from the mode of passion to the mode of ignorance, like the generation of wrath or other corollaries which are coming when the lust is unsatisfied, then what will happen? That same passion can be utilized to go to the mode of goodness. And in that way, it can help us to purify the consciousness. Otherwise, one will just degrade himself to the mode of ignorance. And then coming out will be very difficult. In today's world, mostly we find that when the people are born, they are born of ignorance. Everywhere there is ignorance prevailing. And then when they grow up, they have so much hankering for sense gratification. And that's how they generate the mode of passion. That's why we see majority in this world, there is mode of ignorance and mode of passion. That's why we see there are a lot of liquor shops, slaughterhouses, which are in the mode of ignorance. And there are a lot of, say, pubs and everything. And then a lot of industries, which are in the mode of passion. So the people nowadays are generally in these modes. And because of this, there is a lot of mental disturbance. It is said that this mental disturbance is the major, like in US, one out of every four adults, they suffer from this mental, you know, diagnosable mental disorder. This statistic is given by the National Health Institute for Mental, and it is also predicted by the World Health Organization that if it continues in this way, then by 2020, this mental stress or mental disorder will be the second largest leading cause of death and disability of the people in this world. That is the statistics given. So how to deal with it? To deal with it, if these people, they find out, even if they find out, you know, that it's because of this mode, their lifestyle, that the mode of ignorance has come, then these people, they try to find out the solution to deal with it. Even if they find out that by the is because of our style, you know, that the condition, that they are conditioned, then they do not have the idea of how to deal with it. Even if they find out, they do not know how to deal with it. And even if they find out some solution that will help, they will try, they will say that it's impracticable. It's not practical in this age. And finally, what they come out is, they come out with the solution which are in the mode of passion. For example, when there was a tsunami, during the time of tsunami, lot of disturbance was happened, lot of destruction happened, and instead of finding out the root cause for this tsunami problem, they came up with a solution which was passionate enough. They thought the tsunami has occurred, there a lot of destruction has happened. So why it has happened? Because we do not have some instrument to predict when this tsunami is going to happen. So they came up with a solution to install this instrument on the shores. So this is like, you know, a solution in the mode of passion. Like there was a blackout in America a few years back, and the people were bewildered what to do, what not to do. Even nowadays when there is no rains and people are disturbed by that, what government is trying to find out the solution, they're trying to find out in the mode of passion. Like artificial rain. They're trying to find out how the solution can be, how they can, you know, find the solution by this artificial rain. However, it's not practical enough, because it requires a lot of environmental, you know, situations by which they can, and that cloud should be at particular kilometers. Only they can, only by that, by adding some chemicals, they can pour the rains, which is not even fixed at which point it will come down. So there are certain conditions which are required. So all these are in the mode of passion. And then the effects are, it destructs, it gives disturbance to a lot of people. So there is the influence of this guna on the people, on how they see. That's why we say that gunas color our consciousness. There is an influence of consciousness by these gunas on the living entity, and they see the world differently based on what guna is predominating at particular point. Like animals see the things differently, even the people, they see the things differently. Prabhupada mentions in this verse that those in the mode of ignorance, they develop foolishness, madness and illusion. So what is that madness? If you see the madness, the people are saying that their grandfather is dying. Even their sons who will be coming, they will die one day. They know about this. But still they are more entitled or engaged in acquiring money and working hard for getting the money. So that is madness. Prabhupada says that this is madness. They are seeing, but they are not actually seeing. Even the people who are smokers, if we see, they know, they are seeing, you know, that smoking is injurious to health. But still, they are not able to give up. That is madness. They still take up to that process and smoke. That is madness, illusion, foolishness. That is explained in this verse. And this, and then about passion, if we see, there is a hankering. People hanker for more and more sense gratification, and they are not satisfied by this sense gratification that they get. Because they have limitations to enjoy, and that's how they get frustrated by not getting the sense gratification. Because there is no limit for that. And they think, the people they think that, you know, they are happy when they look from the world from their perspective, like animals see from their perspective. People see from their perspective and they may think, you know, that they are happy. Like Indra once, when he was there in the Indraloka, he was cursed by some muni to take birth in this material world as a hog, eating stool. And he was looking from the animal point of view that he was happy, enjoying the family life and eating the foodstuffs. So Narad Muni came and says, you know, that there is a requirement of the post for the Indra. So you come there. And he says, Indra says, that how can I leave my family? How can I go there? I have my duties. I have to enjoy this. So that is the way of looking of animal, you know. They are looking from their point of view. Even the human beings look from the different point of view. That's how friendship, if we see, is nothing but from the, it's a friends based on the nature. If their modes matches, then they become friends. If somebody likes certain things, other person likes that thing to do in that way, they become friends. Actual friendship will be based on the love, on the soul platform, not on this bodily platform, which is affected by the modes of material nature. Our consciousness determines what is our present reality and what will be our future. Like in Bhagavad Gita, in this chapter, Krishna says that those who are in the mode of goodness, they go to the higher planetary systems, take birth in the demigods, take birth in the kingdom of demigods. And those who are in the mode of passion, they remain in this world, in this earthly platform, earthly planet, and take birth in the people who are more fruitive, take birth amongst the human being who are longing and hankering and engaging in fruitive activities. And those who are in the mode of ignorance, they take birth in the animal species and they go to hell. So, our consciousness determines what will be our future. There is a slogan which is mostly used, we are creating our own reality. People say that, we are creating our own reality. So yes, whatever modes we are developing now, we are acquiring by the association or by the regulated principles or by not following any regulated principles. Whatever modes we acquire, that determines our future. And that's how we are creating our own future. Now, this material nature produces many bodies. Like those in the mode of goodness, they go to the higher planetary system, they get particular body, which has been created by the material modes, material nature. So for each species, there is a different body. You see now, for example, we know that there are 8.4 billion species, 84 lakh species available. And for each individual, based on the particular consciousness that they have, they are put in particular body. For example, if we take the modes as three different colors, say for example, yellow as a mode of goodness, red as a mode of passion, and blue as a mode of ignorance, then this combination of three colors produces different colors. By mixing these three colors, different colors are produced. And if you go on adding particular color, different mixture is obtained. So, this body is nothing but a different mixture of these colors, rajogun, satvagun and tamogun. So as much as we mix a particular guna in this mixture, that much different mixture we get. So that many bodies are created or are available, and one can get any of this body. So this material world is compared to that of an ocean, and the waves of this material world of this ocean are compared to the three modes, like rajogun, satvagun and tamogun. The waves which are coming up and going down are rajogun and tamogun. So these rajogun modes, these waves drags one upwards, and tamogun waves drags one below in the ocean. And that's how they are tossed continuously in this material ocean. The mode of goodness can be compared to the waves on the shore. On the shore, near the shore, if you see, the waves are still. There are warm waters and the waves are still. But still, in the Satvagun, if we find, they are still in the water near the shore. They have not come out of the ocean. So that's how the Satvagun, even if it is good, still binding. They are still in the water. So what is the aim? Aim is to come out, transcend the three modes. So the solution is given. What is the solution? The solution is to come out of the water. If somebody says that, you know, I am happy staying in the mode of goodness, I am happy near the shore, the water on the shore. But if they do not concentrate, then what will happen? The waves of Raju and Tamo, the waves of the ocean will come and pull the people back into the ocean. And then again they are tossed up and down. Like the gunas, you know, Raju and Guma, they will take the people back up in the higher planetary system or down to the hellish planetary system. So it is very important to get out of the mode. But to get out of the mode, one has to come to the shore. It's not like, you know, inside the shore they are and they are trying to come out. They have to swim across towards the shore. And then from there they can come out. So it's like saying that they have to first come to the mode of goodness. And from the mode of goodness, they can transcend. That is the importance of coming to the mode of goodness. Devamit Prabhu gave one very nice example to illustrate this factor, that how mode of goodness is important. One cannot just, you know, from the Rajogun directly go to the transcendental mode. Very difficult. He says, if we compare the mode of goodness to be like airport, then from that mode of goodness, one can take off. One can lift up himself upwards. He can fly from there. And other places, he compares it to be Rajo and Tamogun. So one who has to take off, he has to come to the mode of goodness. That is, he has to come to the airport, which is compared to the mode of goodness. And from there, he has to purchase a ticket. He has to sit in a plane and then he can take off. But then there are people who say that, you know, that there are certain examples like the people who are in the mode of ignorance and they are directly taking off, like Mrugari, who was killing the animals, you know, half. So he is in a lower mode, but still, if you see, by the blessings of Narad Muni, he transcended the mode. How about that? For him, there is no necessity of coming to the airport, to the mode of goodness. He is directly taken off, or he has come to the transcendental mode directly from that lower modes. How is it possible? So if we see in this illustration of the airport, then we also find that during the earthquakes and the tsunamis, or during the flood times, people are on their, say, the terrace, and they are looking for the shelter. Now, at that point, government sends them a flight to take off. So from their terrace, they can directly take off. So for them, there is no need for coming to the airport. That is to the mode of goodness. They are directly taking off from the places of their residence, of their terrace, which is in the mode of ignorance or passion. But that is a very rare case. To understand, that is a very rare case. We cannot think that we also get an opportunity like that of a Mrugari, where Narad Muni will come and he will take me off from there to the transcendental mode. No. It rarely happens. All that we have to do is come to the mode of goodness. come to the airport. And from there, we can take off. Coming to the mode of goodness is not enough. Like, there are people coming to the airport is not enough. One has to sit in the plane and then transcend. Like, if we see, there are people in the mode of goodness. Like, in the airport, which is compared to that of a mode of goodness, we find there are security people. There are those who are stamping the visas. So, they are also there in the mode of goodness. But then, they do not take off. They are shifted to some other place for their duties later on. So, similarly, those who are in the mode of goodness, if they do not take up to the devotional service and take off from that mode of goodness to the transcendental mode, then they soon, the mode of ignorance and passion will drag them. So what is the formula which is given? In this verse, it is said that, Prabhupada says, you know, since the present civilization is not very congenial to the living entities, Krishna consciousness is recommended. Srila Prabhupada gives the solution, Krishna consciousness. Through Krishna consciousness, society will develop the mode of goodness. And when the mode of goodness is developed, people will see the things as they are. So Prabhupada has given the solution of coming to the mode of goodness by following the regulative principles of freedom. If you see that there are four regulative principles which has been recommended: no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication. So these are the four regulative principles which has been given to come to the mode of goodness, and from there to transcend, there is chanting process which is given. So by chanting regularly, one can directly go to the mode of free from the modes of all the three modes. They can transcend. So this is the solution which is given by Prabhupada, and all the scriptures describes about this. So let us stop over here. If anybody has any questions or comments. So thank you very much for your patience hearing. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.